Hey, queens and kings, it's your fellow queen, D. Wills, here on She Speaks Life, and I just wanted to bring up a topic about us women that claim to be queens, but we're still walking around tearing everybody else down because they don't know their worth, specifically women that are struggling to free the queen from within, that are struggling to realize that they have something to offer despite the trials that they've been through, despite some things that they might have experienced, despite going through storms that have kind of made them felt like they have nothing, that they are worth nothing. You know, there are some queens that are all over these social media sites, and even in real life, you claim to be a queen, but all the while you're calling other women peasants because they don't know their worth. How about you reach out and lift them up, speak life into them, help them to see their worth. You are not better than, you are not more superior than the next person to say that their life isn't worth anything. I know that, you know, a lot of people struggle, you know, with humbleness, just as I have. And I'm not going to say that I haven't, you know, that's something that a lot of people have to learn how to live. And yes, it's okay to be confident, but there's another thing about, you know, having this ego where you just think that you're above any and everybody. Queens, it's time to stand together. If you're going to be a queen, then really be that. Stop faking it. Stop doing, you know, what you think is expected of you. All the while you're still behind doors or out in the real life and treating people like crap. Excuse my language, but I just think that it's wrong for you to say you're a queen and you're constantly tearing the next woman down that really doesn't know who she is. She doesn't know how to get there. You know, I'm not going to act like I know everything, and I'm not going to live like, you know, I just been knowing my queenliness, that I've been knowing, you know, my worth for, you know, forever. There was a point in time where I stepped into a relationship and it really stripped me, my self-esteem, who I was. And I just thought very low of myself. And it took for not only God to show me, but him blessing me with people in my life to mentor me, to speak life into me, to pray for me. And now I do the same. And I just think that if you're going to be a queen, that means that you inspire everyone around you. You're going to inspire everyone that you come in contact with. At least that's what you should be doing. You know, people think that, yeah, a queen is somebody that rules the kingdom. It's your kingdom, your life. You're ruling your life, and you get these chances, this opportunity to either pick wrong or right. And God hopes that you pick right, you know, and there are people that are going to be in your kingdom, your family, your friends, coworkers, even people that you randomly bump into. And that's women, you know, our sisters that are struggling to find who they are. They are not your subjects. They are not your peasants. They, you know, everybody thinks that, oh, this is my world. The people around you are a part of that world. And it's up to you. If you really want to step into your queenliness, if you really want to be the queen that you say you are, how about you pick somebody up and bring them up to where you are and stop trying to make everything out of a competition. You can't compete with other people, you know, when you're growing within yourself, when you're trying to get to know yourself. There is no competition with other people because this is just a journey for you, not for everybody else around you. So I just pray that you take this message. I pray that you use it. I pray that it encourages you. And I pray that it enlightens you and lets you know that just because you say you're a queen doesn't mean that you go around acting like you're better than everybody else and that you're more superior than the next human being, especially your sisters. I pray that you have a blessed day, a blessed rest of the week. And look out for more messages from me. Whatever God puts on my heart, I will share with you guys. And this goes for my kings too. Everybody, you know, y'all all on it. I'm in it for self and I'm doing it for me. That's all fine and dandy. But realize, especially those that do music, yes, you might be doing it for your own reasons, but there are people that are watching you, that you influence every day, that listens to your music. Same thing goes for other people, other men, other kings that do things that put them in a high position that sets this platform for you guys to be able to speak and reach out to other young kings. Use it. Don't take it for granted. Now, I hope that you all have a blessed evening and you receive this message and know that it comes from a place of love, because I'm tired of seeing kings and queens tearing each other down and always competing. Yeah, there are some things that you compete at, like games, but your life is not a game. Peace and blessings.